So actually, I think Viktor Orban was really smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether... I used to think it was maybe accidental. Now I think it was a part of a master plan. That he's a very intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very strong leader and charismatic leader, and he knew how to do these things so that it wouldn't appear sudden and drastic.
Right.
So he did this sort of first. We just changed the committee that organizes the media,
mm-hmm.
and nothing seemed to be major in that change. And when I read it, my friends were like, "This is horrible. It's going to be under democracy." And I read it, I was like, "It seems kind of minor and
yeah.
like detailed."
Yeah.
But then in 10 years, what that led to, or not 10 years, I don't know, next year will be 10 years, is basically the closure of most private media, and it made it unsustainable. Like, the advertisement laws made it, if you're not public media, it made it very hard to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a small-scale media or investigative journalism,
right,
it made it very
right.
hard. So he's really subtle about these things. So on the one hand, like, if you look at, like, the institutions, and that's why you find really diverse indicators. I know in the case of Hungary, but I assume also in Russia at
mm-hmm.
least as well, that some are saying, like, it has all the institutions in place, and others are like, it's falling apart, it's
yeah.
this authoritarian regime.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere in between,
yeah.
because I don't, actually, Hungary is, in my opinion, still on the threshold of democracy. And a lot of scholars debate this, so some say it's well over across, and the Freedom House indicators have shown, like, huge declines.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally feel like it's just on a bad trajectory. The democratic institutions are being eroded,
mm-hmm.
but I actually think it's more dangerous, because if he had done it more suddenly, there would have been public uprising against
yeah.
it, because the Hungarian support for the idea of democracy is extremely high. And if they had seen that as under threat, I think there would have been a public response. But because it's been, you know, the frog in the water, and the water's getting a little bit warmer,
yeah.
and I think we're pretty much at boiling point now, and the public support for the government's huge.